we are up to Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Dalid, and that's what we're going to be doing. HaHolech Mimakim Shemisanin LaMakim Shein Misanin. In a certain city, they were goes with a tainus. He is going from a different city to that city. In other words, he's visiting in a city that there were goes with a tainus. V'daitolach, so he has no intentions of staying, he plans on leaving. Tzarech Lisanus Kol Tainus Shekiblu Aleihem. The halacha is that he must fast the tanesim that they are fasting. He has to be mishtatif with the tzibur, the makam shehusham. Now this is talking about where he was there at the time that they were makabel the tainus. Now a fast day that they are noheg for generations, that they're not makabel every year, it would apply even if he wasn't there at the time of the Kabbalah. So for example, in cities that they fast Chaf Sivan, the halach would be that even if someone wasn't there at the time of the Kabbalah, he'd be chayv in the fast. Certainly if he himself was makabel tainus, the halach is that he would have to fast. Siv Beis. Yeah, now this halacha of Kol Tanias Shekiblu Aleihem is referring to Tanias that the town he came from was Makabal on themselves. And in that place, he was there at the time of the Kabbalah, or it's a minig that they have have Midor Dor, or he actually was Makabal on himself, in which case, even if it was Ein Da'at Olachsa. HaHolech Siv Beis, Holvi Mokim Shemis Anel Mokim Shemis Anen. The other way around. The first case was he went from the Mokum Shemisanin to Mokum Shemisanin. Siv Beis is Mimokum Shemisanin to Mokum Shemisanin. Yisane Imahem, he has to fast with them. That's the Mishtatif with the Tzibur. Afilu Dato Lachsor, even if he plans on leaving. And this is even if he came in the middle of the day and he ate breakfast. The halach will be that as soon as he sets foot in town, he's going to have to fast with the rest of the people. Umiyu, kibin shalo, kibel of tainis, im yotza min ha'ir chutz l'tchum, mutter lechol, vein tzarech lahashlim. Whereas, let's say this person's in a city where they're fasting, he doesn't plan on staying there, although he does have to fast with them, if he steps out of the town, outside of the tchum of the city, the halach will be that he's allowed to eat. Now, in a case where the tzara passed already, but the people are still fasting, there's a machlokas if he would have to fast anyway. Now, if it's ein da'at olach, so if he plans on staying there, then he has to fast with them. And some are makel when he steps out of the city. However, most poskim aser. But if he didn't yet get there, he's on his way to a city where they're fasting. He didn't arrive there yet. He doesn't have to fast yet. According to the Taz, if he was in this city at the time they were makabel, that they're makabel the tainus, even though he wasn't makabel the tainus, he will have to fast and be mashlim, because their kabbalah was chal on him since he was in the city at the time. Says the Ramah Hagavidavka Shabola Shambi Yomatinus of Mbola Shami Baod Yom Tsarh Kabalovatinus with Tsarh Lashlimo. If he comes Mibod Yom, he's there at the time that everyone else is Makabalatinus, he should be Makabalan on himself, and then in which case he'll have to fast even when he steps out. Siv Gimel, Shochach va Ochal, someone forgotten ate. Say Malocha, he didn't get here yet, and he ate before he got here. Al Yisro Bifneim Kilu Ochal, he shouldn't look as though he is satisfied he didn't fast. He shouldn't overdo it. So machlokas what this means. Some say this means that before he gets to town, he shouldn't eat too much because he knows he's going to walk into a place that people are fasting. He shouldn't look like he's eaten. Excuse me. Others say no, he shouldn't be ma'adin himself in other things as well. Says the Ramav, afilu shelo bifneim aser lino gidunim ba'atzmo. It is wrong in a city where people are fasting for someone to do other tainugim. Siv dalid mitzvah lahariv odam atzmo bishnas ravon. At a time that there is famine, even though a person has food, he should only eat what he needs, what he absolutely needs. He should not eat more than that. Va'aser l'shamesh mitoso, at a time of famine, there's an iser of tashmesh shamita. Chutz milel tfila. Relations are only permissible on a leil tfila. Or v'lachasuche banim, pirsh v'lemnuei banim mutter, those that do not yet have children, the halacha is that they are allowed to. The Magen Avraham asers even leil tfila. with regard to chasuche banim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that somebody that has kids that are not shomer Shabbos, he's allowed to be mishamish b'shnas ravon in order to have kids that will be shomer Shabbos. Sifhei, kol haporish min hatzibur in a row b'nechamasan. Someone who is not mishtatif in the tzibur when they are fasting will not be zocha to see the nechama. V'chalam etztari ma'im zocha v'ro b'nechamasan. Where somebody who is mishtatif with them, he will. Now there's a very interesting discussion here in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion. And that is, if there's a tzibur that has a tzora and you can get out of there, so you will not, you are now going to free yourself from sakana. Are you supposed to stay? You're supposed to leave. What's the right thing to do? Very interesting shaila. So the Mishnah Berurah says there that if you can help them with either with money wise or any other way that you can really help out, or by davening, by being part of them, you're going to daven in a way that you wouldn't if you're not there. So if you can really, really help them, then you shouldn't leave. But if you're just another liability, another person who's now going to be vulnerable, then you should get out of there.